This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Amino acids shape cognition, how protein powers brain chemistry and mental performance. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Kadzi, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Amino acids are far more than building blocks for muscle. They serve as the biochemical foundation for neurotransmitter synthesis, brain energy metabolism, and neuronal communication. Every cognitive process, from mood regulation to memory formation to stress resilience, depends on the availability and balance of specific amino acids, making protein intake a direct determinant of mental performance and psychological resilience. Key takeaways: 9 amino acids act as precursors for brain neurotransmitters, tryptophan for serotonin, tyrosine for dopamine, and glutamine for glutamate and GABA. Amino acid imbalance has been implicated in mood disorders, cognitive decline, and stress-related conditions. Though human intervention evidence remains limited, branched-chain amino acids, leucine, isoleucine, valine, support brain energy metabolism and may help sustain mental endurance during periods of metabolic stress. Arginine and histidine support neuroprotection and neuroplasticity through nitric oxide and histamine signaling pathways. 9 essential amino acids required for neurotransmitter synthesis, energy production, and neuronal signaling in the human brain. Amino acid precursors and their primary brain functions, mapping dietary amino acids to key neurotransmitters and cognitive outcomes, tryptophan, serotonin, mood, sleep, appetite, tyrosine, dopamine, motivation, focus, stress, glutamine, glutamate, GABA, learning, memory, balance, arginine, nitric oxide, blood flow, plasticity, histidine, histamine, alertness, memory modulation. Source: Amino Acid Biochemistry Literature Review, Georgian Medical Journal News. Amino acids as neurotransmitter precursors, the foundation of brain chemistry. Amino acids function as direct chemical precursors for the brain's primary neurotransmitters, the signaling molecules that enable all cognitive and emotional function. Each neurotransmitter pathway depends on the availability of a specific amino acid substrate. Tryptophan is the sole dietary precursor for serotonin synthesis. Low dietary tryptophan availability has been associated with reduced serotonin production, which may increase vulnerability to depressed mood and sleep disruption. Adequate tryptophan intake is therefore essential for maintaining serotonin-dependent mood stability and circadian rhythm regulation. Tyrosine serves as the precursor for dopamine, norepinephrine, and epinephrine, the catecholamine family that drives motivation, sustained attention, and stress response capacity. Under conditions of psychological or physical stress, tyrosine demand increases, and inadequate availability may compromise cognitive performance and emotional resilience. Research on tyrosine supplementation in stressed populations remains preliminary, with mixed results in human trials. Glutamine is the most abundant free amino acid in the brain and serves as a versatile precursor for both glutamate, the primary excitatory neurotransmitter, and GABA, the primary inhibitory neurotransmitter. This balance, often termed the glutamate-GABA ratio, is fundamental to cognitive function. Dysregulation of this pathway has been implicated in anxiety disorders, epilepsy, and neurodegenerative conditions, though causal mechanisms in humans remain incompletely understood. Read our explainer on neurotransmitter balance for more detail. The brain's 4 primary neurotransmitter pathways, serotonin, dopamine, glutamate, and GABA, are each dependent on the dietary availability of a single amino acid precursor, making protein composition a direct driver of neurochemical function. Amino acid biochemistry literature synthesis, Georgian Medical Journal News. Amino acid imbalance and cognitive dysfunction. Emerging mechanisms. Emerging evidence suggests that amino acid imbalance, either deficiency or disbalance in the ratio of certain amino acids, may contribute to cognitive decline, mood disorders, and stress intolerance. However, most evidence remains correlational or mechanistic rather than interventional in humans. Serine and glycine are co-agonists at NMDA receptors, a critical site for synaptic plasticity, learning, and memory consolidation. These amino acids fine-tune the signal-to-noise ratio in learning circuits, and their deficiency may impair the consolidation of new information. Animal models suggest that serine and glycine supplementation may enhance learning capacity, but human trials are scarce and inconclusive. Arginine is a precursor for nitric oxide, a signaling molecule essential for cerebral blood flow regulation and synaptic plasticity. Nitric oxide facilitates long-term potentiation, LTP, the cellular basis of learning and memory. However, arginine bioavailability is tightly regulated, and simple supplementation does not reliably increase brain nitric oxide production. See our clinical updates section for recent trials on amino acid supplementation. Histidine is converted to histamine in the brain, where it modulates sleep-wake cycles, appetite, and memory consolidation. Histamine dysregulation has been implicated in attention deficit disorders and sleep disturbance, though causal pathways remain investigational. Branched-chain amino acids and brain energy metabolism. Leucine, isoleucine, and valine, the branched-chain amino acids or BCAAs, occupy a unique metabolic niche. They can be oxidized directly by muscle and brain for energy, bypassing hepatic metabolism. During periods of energetic stress, fasting, intense exercise, or sleep deprivation, BCAAs become critical fuel substrates for the brain. Leucine also functions as a signaling molecule through the mTOR pathway, a master regulator of protein synthesis and mitochondrial biogenesis. Adequate leucine intake is therefore linked to sustained cognitive endurance and resistance to cognitive fatigue. However, human evidence for BCAA supplementation on cognition is mixed. Most benefits appear restricted to conditions of severe amino acid depletion or metabolic stress. Methionine is the precursor for S-adenosine, SAM, the universal methyl donor in the brain. SAM is essential for DNA methylation, histone modification, and the synthesis of phospholipids in neuronal membranes. Methionine deficiency has been associated with cognitive decline in aging, though supplementation studies in humans remain limited. Neuroprotection and neuroplasticity, the adaptive functions of amino acids beyond their role in acute neurotransmitter synthesis, amino acids support long-term neuroprotection and the brain's ability to adapt and repair, processes collectively termed neuroplasticity. Brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, a key mediator of synaptic plasticity and neurogenesis, depends on protein synthesis capacity. Amino acid availability directly constrains BDNF production, and chronic protein deficiency is associated with impaired cognitive flexibility and reduced capacity for learning new information. The relationship is dose-dependent, but non-linear. Excessive amino acid intake does not further enhance BDNF production. Antioxidant amino acids, cysteine, methionine, and tyrosine, support the synthesis of glutathione and other endogenous antioxidants that protect neurons from oxidative stress. This protective function becomes increasingly important with age and in conditions of neuroinflammation. Washout.shenyakimi.ge for consumer-focused information on brain health nutrition. Amino acid composition directly determines the brain's capacity for neurogenesis, synaptic plasticity, and oxidative protection, the three mechanisms underlying cognitive resilience and protection against age-related cognitive decline. Neuroplasticity and Amino Acid Metabolism Literature, Georgian Medical Journal News. What this for patients? Adequate protein intake with balanced amino acid composition, all 9 essential amino acids, is foundational for mood stability, sustained focus, and cognitive resilience. Quality protein sources include animal products, legumes, nuts, and seeds. If experiencing persistent mood or cognitive disturbance, protein intake should be assessed before considering pharmaceutical interventions. For clinicians, dietary amino acid composition should be assessed in patients presenting with mood disorders, cognitive complaints, or stress-related conditions. While amino acid supplementation is not yet standard of care, ensuring adequate total protein intake and essential amino acid balance should be part of baseline nutritional management. Consider referral to a clinical dietitian for patients with restricted diets or suspected protein insufficiency. For policymakers, public health nutrition guidance should emphasize amino acid diversity rather than total protein quantity alone. Current dietary guidelines often focus on total protein grams per day, without distinguishing amino acid composition, potentially leading to imbalanced intake. Guidelines should specify inclusion of all 9 essential amino acids and reflect their cognitive and mental health relevance alongside traditional markers like bone and muscle health. Frequently asked questions: can amino acid supplementation improve cognition in healthy people? Evidence for amino acid supplementation in cognitively healthy individuals remains preliminary. Most human trials show modest or absent benefit in cognition or mood. Larger effects are observed only in populations with severe amino acid deficiency or specific medical conditions, e.g., traumatic brain injury, hepatic encephalopathy. For healthy people, meeting daily protein requirements through food is likely sufficient. Which foods provide the most complete amino acid profile? Animal products, meat, fish, eggs, dairy, naturally contain all 9 essential amino acids in high concentration. Plant-based sources typically lack 1 or more essential amino acids. However, combining complementary plant sources, e.g. legumes with grains, nuts with seeds, provides a complete amino acid profile. Examples include rice and beans, hummus and pita, or tofu stir-fry with sesame seeds. Is tryptophan supplementation effective for mood and sleep? Tryptophan supplementation has shown modest benefit in some small trials for mood and sleep onset, particularly in people with low baseline tryptophan intake or depression. However, evidence is not strong enough for clinical recommendation as a first-line treatment. Dietary sources of tryptophan, turkey, chicken, cheese, nuts, seeds, are a safer starting point. If considering supplementation, consult a clinician first, as tryptophan can interact with serotonergic medications. As neuroscience continues to map the precise relationships between amino acid availability and cognitive function, the evidence increasingly points toward protein quality, not just quantity, as a determinant of brain health. The next generation of research should focus on randomized controlled trials in clinical populations, depression, cognitive decline, attention disorders, to establish whether targeted amino acid interventions offer benefit beyond dietary adequacy. For now, the strongest evidence supports meeting daily protein requirements through diverse whole food sources rich in all essential amino acids as the foundation for optimal cognitive function across the lifespan. Source: Amino Acids and the Brain, How Protein Shapes Cognition.